Hello?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. May I speak with Vernia Knox?
Speaking.
Okay. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone and we will make this as quick as possible. And we appreciate your time.
Yes.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
69.
No, your race. Your ethnicity?
My race?
Yes, ma'am.
Black.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Probably not.
Okay. What is your age?
69.
Okay. Thank you very much. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Thank you very much. And what makes you feel that way about the importance of voting in this election?
Because nothing's changed.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I was a Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
A very strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a hard one because I don't know where this country is headed, so satisfied, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African American community right now? You may choose two. The lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Donald Trump getting elected again, and number two.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Maybe 25.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Ian.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
Probably about 75.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Cornel West.
50.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
Zero.
Project 2025.
Zero.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you very much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you. And what do you need to hear more of from the candidates in order to make a choice?
I need to hear more about the more concerned about the police. So police defunding and wages. Homeless, no. I'm stuck between wages and homelessness. I think it's sad that our country has so many homeless people and it's still, the population of it is growing. So homelessness.
Okay, thank you very much. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing?
Sure.
Would you say only a little or yes, some?
I've followed her career.
Okay.
So I know what she stands for. I know what she says she stands for. I know what she speaks about. Her speeches are about, and okay, I'm going to leave it right there. Yes, I feel it.
Okay, thank you very much. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris made you more or less favorable towards her?
No, because it's basically the same. She's done a good job, if you say. I mean, you know, if she's following her party lines the way she's supposed to, as far as she's directed to or and following through with stuff, I guess she's doing her job.
Okay, so would you say it's somewhat more favorable or much more favorable?
Somewhat.
Great, thank you very much. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Vice President Harris?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. Now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing. Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections for pre-existing conditions and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans. Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of health care. As Vice President, Harris led a successful campaign to lower maternal death rates, helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans, and helped pass rules to keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. How convincing is this?
Somewhat.
Thank you. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black woman to hold the highest office in the country. But Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance to take our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change and racial justice.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical billing. She will crack down on pricing gouging by big corporations and on the junk fees that companies mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead.
Somewhat.
And lastly, in November, we have a Simply Choice, Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up to Attorney General of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has had dozens of sexual misconduct accusations and was found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. How convincing is this?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, let me ask you again. If the election for president were held today and the green candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you. Well, let me ask you again. Now that we've talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
To me, personally, the same.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, or other?
Facebook. Can I name more than one?
Yes.
TikTok and Instagram.
TikTok and Instagram, okay. Thank you very much for that. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, bachelor's, postgraduate?
11th grade.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widow.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Probably twice a month.
All right. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
One half.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural. No. Well, I'm in a township, so okay, let's go with. Rural.
Okay. Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Were you born outside of the United States?
Nope.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Nope.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night, ma'am.
You too. Good luck to you.